Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels the civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. It's 11:03 a.m. You know, there's been some solar flares lately and electromagnetic storms. And aurora borealis are showing up in the southernmost areas that they show up on when these things happen. So some really interesting energies shifting right now and has been going on since about the 14th, you know, where the Leo full moon was happening. I want to talk about the lion again this week, a little bit touch on it. I talk about animal totems, and I use the book Animals Speak by Ted Andrews. And elephants, jaguar, or the panther, and badger, and the dog in relationships, and the snowy owl, and the chickadee, because I was hearing a chickadee making some noise today. So they're awakening. It's a kind of a bird that goes into semi-hibernation sometimes. It doesn't really fly south for the winter, so really interesting. And I want to talk about juniper berries and how they're fitting into what's going on with the root chakra and kombucha. We'll talk a little bit about that later. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Earth Angels Radio. Earth Angels Radio was started by Carol Guy in 2007, and it's the radio network that Fifth Dimensional Living is associated with. And we broadcast live on Blog Talk. So please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out more about the various radio shows we have here to help you on your inner journey. And we're also streaming live on Impact Player Music Nation, so please go to www.ipmnation.com. And we have our shows on that network also, and they have many other radio shows. As I said before, I use the book Animal Speak by Ted Andrews for the animal totems, so I have some to talk about today. Profundi in the chat is saying greetings to all. Has a little happy sun and is waving a little flower around. You know, last week I was talking about potatoes and how there was something blossoming. Well, you know, the Leo full moon took us into that blossoming time. And I guess about a week ago, not this past Monday, but the Monday previous to that, there was actually a fall in consciousness, but it was to the betterment of everyone. I'll try to explain this a little bit further. We had to go to a spot that was connected more with source energy, and I'll try to explain it. You know, like Earth had a fallen consciousness and went to kind of the outskirts of, you know, the galaxy, and there was a shift in energy and we went back to the galactic core. Well, you know, by the fall, I mean, it was kind of it looks like a fall downwards, but it's really a fall upwards, because, you know, there is no linear time and space and eternal time. Or, so, you know, space and time don't exist. So it appeared to many people that we were falling, but we're actually going closer to source, and we're going kind of to the left. And this was like a spot that we had to go to be able to take us out of polarity and balance the feminine masculine energy. And recently, over the last 2 days, especially, people have noticed kind of pulling in the root chakra area. You know, we've been reconnecting and opening up the root in a different sort of way. So it's like revisiting some place that we knew, and we're going back again. But we've all had these new ways of seeing things, so we're able to kind of reboot it. You know, I know the word boot and root are together, but it's like rebooting the root chakra by actually going to where we were going. I had a dream, and I'm not sure if I explained it fully, about 2 weeks ago, well, almost 2 weeks ago, where I was in an elevator, and the elevator started dropping really quickly. And I put full love in my heart and was able to slow it down and kind of reroute it to the left. And the elevator turned into a flower, which had the protective energy of Source around me, and my daughter was in the elevator too. So it does make sense, even though, you know, I am talking about things and kind of translating them from a higher level, from Source energy. Also, I woke up this morning and I got the message that humanity is doing things they're not aware of. And with this new shift in energy and reconnection with the root, it activates other things and connection with Source. So humanity will be more aware of what they are not aware of. Things will be revealed to them. You know, this, we're reconnecting with the feminine energy this week on the 18th, and I was documenting some of this stuff on Facebook. And I talked a little bit about it over the last few weeks. I said that if people hadn't really started to open themselves up and go and do that inner work, it was going to get done for you. Well, February the 18th, it started happening, and many people are feeling it. They feel kind of this, I guess, you know, it's the root chakra reawakening. The telomeres in the human body are shifting. It's actually good for the vitality. I was watching the news the other day, and they were talking about this medication that they're using on certain types of brain tumors that are kind of inoperable. And, you know, when we go past what is, you know, what we've known, and we go into these realms, new things are opening up to us. So many things will be revealed. And one of these, this drug is actually being revealed. And so it's being used. And instead of, you know, like radiation and some of these chemo, kind of sense that cancer cells are not functioning properly and they shut them down, right? But this drug is actually, you know, kind of putting, not shutting them down, putting the cells in a stasis, and then they kind of quit working. So it's pretty interesting what's going on right now. And, you know, I just wanted to briefly mention that, you know, so it's a time of sudden change right now. You know, I was talking about over the last few days, there's been these, I think there was an X-class solar flare, but it shot off and it didn't hit the Earth, but it was pretty intense. But what it just shows is, you know, humanity is giving off a lot of energy, and there's a lot of energetic shifts within humanity. On Saturday, I was getting a lot of high fives from angelic beings because I was doing a lot of energetic work. And, well, it's just, you know, when these energies shift on their own, I just kind of balance it so it can be stable in this realm. I'm just looking here. You know, the masculine and feminine energy are balancing themselves. Just want to mention that the divine energy is changing, and this energy is unfolding on its own. And, you know, some people are trying to mess with the energy, and they're in places where the energy is shifting because as high oracles and connecting, they've gone and read the Book of the Divine, and they're trying to interfere. And it's really important that we just let things unfold the way they should. You know, there's some energy in the Ukraine right now that was actually almost messed up because of people that were working there trying to shift some energy, and it was actually shifting on its own. So it caused almost caused a big catastrophe. Well, it actually did. In the Ukraine, the people started rebelling on the 18th, which is the feminine was stepping forward, but in a way it wasn't stepping forward the way it was going to. And the police and started, you know, fighting with the people, and the people were fighting in the square in Kiev, and it was a real mess. And there was fires started. You know, I was talking about the energy of change and everything else that could really be coming forward. And, you know, the winds were blowing a certain way. If the winds hadn't changed, and the divine, you know, shifted the energy, that, you know, the people would have been severely hurt. You know, it was bad enough that people were shot and everything else. So it's important that, you know, anyone or people that are light workers or ancient ones or anything like that, that aren't interfering with energy and trying to shift it, because it is basically shifting on its own now, okay? We're coming out of that inner world. We've been doing the inner work. And we were stabilizing before we headed out. You know, this energy that we've connected with, going to the left and connecting closer to source is important right now. We had to go into the black light, you know, into the underworld, and we've done it. And it's time now to release it and get out of it. You know, the sign in Libra and moon in Scorpio are still under the influence of the dark somewhat, and the moon in Sagittarius is going to Sagittarius on Sunday. And, you know, the sun went into the Pisces on the 18th in conjunct with Neptune. And so, you know, there's water signs, and it's a mystical time right now. It's time for great work and, like I said before, the secrets to unfold, that we're connecting with source and we're releasing our knowing. And I've talked about this on many shows for the last few weeks. So, you know, please go back and listen to the shows that I've been doing Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So the last show that I did was on the 13th. So just go back every 7 days and, you know, look at that. You know, the moon in Libra and Mars in Libra and the balance. It's about the balance right now, balancing energy. And it's important that we let this balance happen. You know, for so long, things were in the south node of the moon. And it was being on one's own and very intense time. But now we're shifting into the north node of the moon, and this is coming out of the inner work, and it's a future of the soul and the connection of the physical, the spirit, and the body together. You know, it was about disconnection before, and it's about the oneness now. You know, there was some danger in going into Scorpio, and but now we've booted the root in a different sort of way. So it's all about the death of the individual self. You know, I was hearing the cry of the chickadee today, and you know, it symbolizes death within. And you know, it's all about merging with one another on deeper levels right now, on a soul level, but also on the physical level, and about the root reemerging and our connection with the root. It's important to stay grounded to the earth right now. I would suggest to people, when you meditate, not to leave your body and to go to other realms right now, you know, at least until April, because we've moved and shifted, the doorways aren't connecting to what they went to before. So you may find that when you go, you don't know how to get back. You know, it's not, you will be protected by Source, but, you know, I actually went to help somebody come back yesterday. And right now it's all about transformation and rebirth. And, you know, we're connecting to one another on a whole different level. And the Olympics is symbolic of that. But, you know, there's still a push to that dark underworld. And that's why we went to a safe place. The divine took us to a safe place. It's important now to look at the relationships you have and reconnect on a different level. And it's about change and movement now, but on a horizontal. We're not traveling. We're connected with the earth. We're traveling on the earth. We're not leaving our bodies. We're connected to our bodies right now. It's about transforming love. You know, somebody said to me the other day that divine love is unconditional. Well, it goes beyond unconditional. You know, that is even fifth dimensional consciousness goes beyond unconditional love. You know, it just starts there. That's where the start of it is. You know, people for so long have been on their own and not trusting. And for the last year and a half, it's about going deep and looking at yourself and seeing where you have to work with this, you know, the south node connection. But the north node allows us to go deeper, but with other people on a horizontal level. And it's reconnecting with your physical self and feeling in your body and feeling in the root chakra. And it's also about looking at the dark part of yourself, but, you know, it's come to the surface, so it's not about going deep within it. And, you know, Pluto in Capricorn was about the earth and the water and emotion, and it was a very intense time. And it was about looking at the financial and the physical aspects of ourselves and reexamining the financial stuff. So, you know, this security and feeling out of alignment were very strong with people. But now we're going into, you know, the air sign, which is about creating beauty and, you know, Venus allows us to do that. The North Node in Venus is ruled by Venus, I should say. So we're also going, you know, strongly into Libra, which is an air sign. It's about creating justice out of the underworld and coming out of that underworld after becoming aware and looking at the part of ourselves that we didn't want to look at. It's becoming more awakened, more conscious, about lightening up and having more understanding. You know, I talked about different types of animals, and these animals are just aspects of that. And I don't think I mentioned the snowy owl, so I want to talk a little bit about that snowy owl too, okay? So I've got a lot of things to talk about. You know, it's about, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, they're disconnecting with their twin flames and they don't know what to do. And I'm trying to tell them, well, you're being told a message that this twin flame is not at a similar cycle with you. There was some work you had to do in the darker cycle that 1.5 years, so you connected with a flame that you could do that work with and have that understanding. Now we're going into a lighter time, a more awakened time. So it's about seeing ourselves in other people. It's not about looking at the dark side anymore. It's looking about the light side, the creative part of ourselves, reconnecting with the root chakra, having the physical part and the spiritual and the soul part of ourselves connecting. And it's about reconnecting with the feminine, balancing. A lot of balance is going to be going on over the next year and a half with that Libra. You know, the things that have been hidden within us are going to be revealed to us, and information and things that are going to help us with our vitality and, opening ourselves up are going to become more clear. You know, this air, Libra and air sign, we're going to float sort of into it. It's all about communication right now. But there's going to be some shakeups. And it's important we just let it happen, okay? We flow into it because we are in fifth dimensional consciousness. You know, more than 40% of humanity has gone into fifth dimension now. So it's all about floating into Libra. On the 21st of April, we're going into the fifth Uranus-Pluto square, which takes us into the opening of the throat. You know, a lot of humanity has already opened it, but it's going to allow people to speak their truth. We've reconnected with this root, or we're doing it right now, and it has to do with the feminine energy. It goes in deep within us, and you know, people are just going to be a mirror of us. You know, we've done the work within. We're seeing how and what we need to change, and we need true mirrors. You know, so what we create around ourselves is going to show us what we need to have around ourselves. We're going to Mars is going to be in Libra till July. And, you know, Mars cuts the cords of the people that we had in our lives that allowed us to see the dark part of ourselves and acknowledge that and see, you know, the part of the feminine that was taken away, the subconscious. And now we have to step forth. And, you know, the Uranus allows us to see that. You know, in the 70s, I was reading somewhere that there was the highest divorce rate, and divorce really started in that time. It was because Pluto went into a Libra sign, so there's great change that happens. You know, Mars is going to Libra right now, so it's all about balance. It's all about rebalancing the feminine, the masculine energy right now. It's about connecting with other people, about cutting cords with people that don't mirror us. You know, I guess, you know, a lot of people lately have been almost like, I don't know how to put it, complaining. It's almost like whining like babies because they're going through a rebirthing period and they don't understand what's going on. But, you know, I have perception, so I'm seeing this. So, you know, I have understanding. But other people may not have understanding and may get really frustrated with people, you know, complaining and whining, but it's because they don't understand, okay? You know, this is, you know, the Mayans talked about the great balance of the masculine and the feminine, and the jaguar is the masculine energy, and the wolf is also the, in the indigenous people, the true masculine energy stepping forth. You know, last night I was out walking my dog, and my dog just all of a sudden took off. And, you know, the dog basically threw me, and I landed on my knees. And I was thinking to myself, this has never happened before. So it's you know, like dogs symbolize family and family or, you know, connection with certain people. But that connection is breaking with some of us. So you may be with a partner that you need to see yourself with another partner. So hopefully I'm helping people understand what's going on right now, because they're really frustrated. They're trying to cling on to these people that have been in their lives that took them into the dark part of themselves to do that work, but they're not being able to let go. But you know, we're going into this Mars Libra thing until July, so it's going to allow people to cut those cords. So there's a time now that's allowing us to be able to do this. Just going into the chat room. Okay, saying that people are going more into the wisdom or just than just plain knowledge. And I've been seeing guides, spirits being more aware of energy, wild and two spirit cats, I had as domestic cats. Well, some people are even noticing their guides are saying, you know, hasta la vista right now, because they don't, they're confused too. But it's because we have to go alone right now. You know, my computer is going haywire again. So, I mean, I went out and tried to ground my energy, but the root is really changing. The solar flares are happening. You know, if I get cut off, you know, Blog Talk has been having trouble with energy, and there's been trouble because of the electromagnetic storms and things like that. In Ontario right now, where I am, there's going to be a big rainstorms. There's massive amounts of snow here, more than Toronto especially has ever had. And I want to talk about that too, but there's so many things that I have to get to. You know, there may be a lot of flooding. You know, yesterday I noticed, even though the temperature was up, that the snow was directly sublimating into water vapor. So there was a lot of water going into the air. And there's storm front coming from Texas and a clipper coming from Alberta that are making are banging into each other over the Great Lakes. So if you live near the Great Lakes area, there may be a lot of rain. You know, if you're in an area where, you know, it's going to freeze tonight, like Ontario, there could be a lot of, you know, a lot of slickness, flooding, things, you know, that haven't happened in a long time. You know, I was talking last week about people stepping forward and making a difference because the Leo was... the Leo moon was going to allow for that, and before the or around the February the 18th, you know, there's some Russian group. I can't remember their name. It's Pussy something or other, their ladies group, and you know they wanted to speak and they were detained. People were this guy that actually made the beautiful display of five snowflakes coming together and forming the Olympic. Rings, and this information was suppressed. It was released recently, but he was murdered because they didn't like the job he did. You know, this energy was being messed up. Okay, somebody's talking here about having so much rain and flooding right now. Yeah, there's a lot of real big energy shifts right now. You know, humanity is doing things that up to now that they have not been aware of. They're going to be more aware of what, you know, they, what's going on. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, it's important that we keep our light and we let humanity know that, you know, we're there for them. You know, our light is light. That's all we have to do. You know, I was got a message from the Divine yesterday that... You know, what we go through cycles of ascension and descension, and there's been times where other beings have kind of activated a cataclysm to keep us in this state of lower consciousness. And, you know, cataclysm has to do with cleansing and washing and things like that. But we were carried out of this. We went out of it. The feminine energy is holding us right now. We're kind of in a holding pattern. And like I said before, it's important just to balance your energy, to feel it. We've done the inner work. You know, it's just happening for us right now. You know, these protests are just... the energy trying to balance itself, but, you know, either goes into revelation or revolution, like I've talked about. You know, Pluto was surrounding the feminine energy. And Scorpio was, you know, bringing us into that energy. There was a hole for us to go into the dark energy, to go into that dark underworld. And it's like a time of balance and holding and balancing the feminine masculine energy right now. And it's also soon after April, a resurrection time after the rebirth and a time to merge. And the Libra is going to allow us to do this. You know, it's a time for us to talk. It's a time, you know, we're going to the throat. We're speaking our truth. It's a time for us to talk with each other, to connect with each other. A lot of people are pulling away from other people and saying, you know, like, I don't belong here. We do belong here, okay? That is just a distortion. It's important that we connect. It's important we become the oneness. And communication and truth are what is going to hold us together. You know, the dog knocked me over and said, you know, I'm going to speak to you whether or acknowledge me whether you want me to or not. And I ended up chasing the dog, and I went a couple houses down, and I said to the dog, I said, you've got to stop because I can't keep chasing you on this ice. And, you know, the dog did stop and kind of looked at me, and, you know, it's important that we make ourselves known and we see ourselves reflected in other people right now. You know, if you're looking around yourself and you do not recognize what is going on, it's important that you find that in other people, okay? Because that is how we see ourselves out of ourselves. This is how we create. We give ourselves messages. You know, the angelic beings give us number messages. Well, we have animals and we create around ourselves. And it's a reflection of what's going on within us, okay? So it's important to see ourselves in others and learn about ourselves and learn about relationships and see relationships in other way. You know, I was having communication with this person, and he was having dreams about me, and they were a little dark. And I was trying to explain to him that I was allowing him to go deep within himself and look at that dark part of himself. He says, no, that's how I'm supposed to connect with you. But, you know, I was able to see that. And now, you know, certain people that have allowed us to look at our dark side, or we have gone in within and released it, it's important now that we release that. And we look for people that reflect the light within us, the beauty within us. And, you know, we're going into this Libra that's going to allow us to release this creativity and this love. So we're going to draw more people to us that show us that. We've released our stuff. You know, the Aries Mars allowed us to go to the primal energy and look at our root and our primitive things within ourselves. But we go beyond that. You know, we're light beings. That is how we grounded to the earth, or in 3D, or some of us have anyway. It's important that we re-root and reboot our root. That's a mouthful. But see ourselves as beyond that. You know, the earth has gone into fifth dimensional consciousness. The sexuality and the physical part of ourselves go beyond, you know, that primitive part that we've been in or we've connected with. We're connecting in a different way. We're connecting with Source. We're close to Source, very close to Source, and we're opening up to our truth right now. It's about balance, and but also when we have balance, there's a path of least resistance. And the Libra, which represents Athena, is the wisdom and the balance, the justice. You know, the people of the Ukraine want justice right now. You know, so what are you going to do to balance your energy? What are you going to do to release your justice? What are you going to do about seeing the reflection? You know, balance in Libra, we're looking straight ahead. We're not going down or up. There's the balance, like I've told you. You know, this is going on into July, but also, especially over the next 2 months, it's important that we connect on a horizontal level. We're not going up or down. We're right where we should be right now, okay? See ourselves in other people. So we get an accurate reflection of what's going on within ourselves, not a distorted one, because we've reconnected to that root. We still have the ego, but we're reconfigurating the ego too, okay? The ego is like a child, and we're babying the child now. We're not, you know, listening to the spoiled brat. The child is behaving itself, okay? The child, you know, the uncontrolled ego, excuse me, is not where we should be, okay? And that's my throat speaking truth. When I start to swallow and to get things coming out of my throat, you know, that is, I'm speaking through source energy. So, I've talked about a lot of different things. If anybody has any questions, the number here is 646-200-4169. And, I just want to also talk about some people that haven't gotten out of their dark side, and it's important that we do that right now, that some people are like giant black holes. They start discussions so they can suck you in. And this is the dark energy. You know, I have a friend on Facebook, and, you know, she right now her twin energy is doing that to her, and I've tried to say you need to pull yourself out of that. It's important to do that, but, you know, because you're not having an accurate reflection of who you really are in front of you, you're going to be pulled into it. These people have really no clue about light, even though they talk about light, because they have not gone into their dark and balanced their energy, their feminine, masculine energy. So, you know, it's totally up to you. You're putting around you what you still need to do. It's all a reflection of ourselves right now on the outside of ourselves. You know, I've talked so long, over 4 years, about going on that inner journey and doing the inner work. Well, we've done it, and we're still doing it to some degree, and we're going into that a bit still, you know, into the Scorpio. But we're also doing the air thing and the Libra thing. So, you know, if these people really understood light, there would be no resistance, just flow. You know, so many people are resisting source energy right now. And it's all there for us. You know, it's just been there the whole time. We just haven't been able to see it. So when they enter your space and they challenge you, it's a reflection of what you need to be challenged. And I was seeing that yesterday. And I could have looked at it and said, oh, you know, this person's doing this to me and that person's doing that to me. But, you know, I am a reflection of what's going on around me, beyond myself, within humanity, within the ancient ones, within a lot of energy. You know, it's a time of challenge, and it's a time of fascination and learning and being amused and experience and experiments. You know, over the last 2 days, not including today, I kept getting these faxes. And one of them was Air King. I had that on, I think, the 18th. Then I had two more yesterday from Air King. And then I had the tile times three on the 18th. And I finally phoned these companies. And they said, well, didn't you order the Ukrainian tiles? So, you know, my energy was in the Ukraine. I was trying to kind of balance the energy that had been distorted there. And it somewhat kind of balanced yesterday. But the Air King, I've been getting over the last 2 days. It makes sense to me now because of this Libra energy. This being was trying to get a hold of me and was saying that they had gone through a doorway, but they didn't know how to get back. So I went to help them. And it ended up being somebody I knew on Facebook because I saw them embodied. It's really important that we stay in our bodies right now. You know, some people are saying, well, you know, we can do better if we can ascend better if we leave our bodies. No, we're ascending in our bodies. It's important to be in our bodies right now. That is how, you know, we are ascending within the physical body. This is the first time that we've done this in eons, you know, and I talked about it a lot last week. So if you're interested and getting a little bit more information about it, please go back. It's about healing right now, healing ourselves, but also creating, we're in our body, but we're getting a reflection in the oneness from other people around us, okay? And, you know, a lot of people have been calling me for help because they feel disembodied. They don't feel connected. It's important, if you're feeling the pull in your root, especially today, to listen to it and stay in your body. You know, I was getting messages that there were, blackness, black hole. These nanoids were like a black hole sucking. And I was saying about how people that are still in the dark light are sucking like a black hole. Well, it makes sense to me now. And that's why we went into the horizontal axis and we kind of, it felt like we fell, but we didn't really fall. We're still ascending, but we're kind of, to connect with Source, we kind of did that to get protected, to be able to balance the masculine and feminine energy. So God is with us. You know, this is what we have here. Earth is where we're meant to be. Earth was created for us by God, Source energy, or whatever you want to call it. You know, in the greatest sense, within ourselves, there's been a lot of healing going on, a lot of release. It's important that, you know, we stay within ourselves. You know, I was seeing Russia as the armpit of the earth, but, you know, some people took it the wrong way. But, you know, the armpit does a lot of clearing, a lot of detoxification. The feminine energy was being detoxified in Russia. It's coming forth and stepping forth. And right now, but it was, you know, like I was talking about fire and water. The fire has something to do with cleansing the energy. It has to do with the sun energy that I was talking about last week. You know, the fire and the water come together and create vapor, which is very cathartic and healing. But, there a lot of energy is released. And I was talking about the water vapor that was happening yesterday and how all this rain is going to be happening in, in North America, right, especially near the Great Lakes area. That just happens to be where the masculine energy is situated. And it's healing right now. And the feminine energy, you know, in Russia, the distorted energy is healing right now. And it's trying to balance each other and come together. And we're going out of polarity. So, you know, me talking about, you know, the armpit of the earth, Russia, it's like being detoxified. It's where the healing goes on. You know, it's something really funny I noticed too over the last few weeks. You know, Shirley Temple Black died and Sid Caesar died, and there was somebody else with an R name, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, and there was somebody with a Q name. But anyway, I noticed that there was Q, P, Q, R, S names, all names, and there was Black. We're talking about Black energy. You know, Sid and Shirley were people that brought joy, but also there's the balance of energy happening there. You just have to see it, you know, like to be able to understand it. Just know that it had to do with balance. And it had to do with releasing some dark energy and the happy energy balancing, the light energy balancing the dark energy. Because if you notice, Philip Seymour Hoffman was experiencing some dark energy, and Shirley and Sid were happy energy. And this Boris Advayev, the guy who was in Russia, that got killed because the five rings did not connect. There was four rings, and the fifth ring just stayed into a snowflake. Well, isn't that profound? The snow releases all this energy. There was meaning in it, but of course, you know, the Russian yahoos didn't understand that. And I just, you know, I have perception, so I just notice these things. You know, they said that he had an accidental death. Maybe he fell on some knives. Like, how distorted is that? You know, it's funny, too, that the guy Lafleur, a bobsled member, and think of the name Lafleur, the flower. He noticed, and he tried to get the guy some help, and he saw three men leave. You know, very, very symbolic. You know, this is Heart Month right now. I put something on my Facebook talking about the rains coming, and I showed the pink hearts falling as raindrops. You know, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of healing going on right now with this rain. And, it does go beyond unconditional love and leaving distortion behind. There's balance coming. You know, the Jupiter's pulled us. And I was getting the word Jupiter and Juniper. You know, they're very similar. So, you know, I was seeing things about electricity changing within people. I was seeing television shows about the electricity shifting within us, and I talked about it on last week's show. And I also just talked about them trying to ignite the great cataclysm. Anyway, you know, I was getting the numbers 70, 78, 79, 74 to 79. It's been like a weather roller coaster lately here. You know, it snows, it gets cold, it rains, it gets warm. I think, you know, like Tuesday, Wednesday was getting warmer, and Friday there's going to be like an 8 degrees drop in temperature tonight. So it's going to rain, and then there's going to be a release of a lot of energy that's been being absorbed. And the rain is emotion. And then there's going to be freezing. So just be aware of that. I'm just trying to... Oh, yeah. Somebody found a white-crested hawk. They're seeing white hawks and white snowy owls. This was at Honest Ed's in Toronto. There was a white-crested hawk on top of Honest Ed's. You know, it makes you think, the white energy, honest. No, this Libra energy is about balance and justice. And we're seeing, you know, like snowy owls are being seen as far down as Bermuda. And they're down in the southern states. It's because of all the snow that's been coming forth and all over the place. And it's transmutating the energy. And a lot of people may not be aware of that. But, you know, with a lot of snow, there was a lot of lemmings, and there was a lot of, all the snowy owls were hatching out of their eggs, and they had food. So they've moved down. So the white light is moving across. We're reflecting our white light. It's being shown. That's what it is. You know, you heard about in Russia how they were killing all these dogs, right, because they were running up and down the hill. Well, they were bringing, you know, like connection and relationships. They're symbolic of that. And a lot of the athletes, the Canadians and the Americans and other countries, were adopting these dogs and sending them back home. So the energy from Russia with the family stuff, which some of them were distorted and didn't understand, is going all over the world, basically, okay? You know, there was... Canada had a real big game yesterday with Latvia. And, you know, they were complacent and thought, you know, they would be able to beat them really easily. But they gave them a challenge. And this, what was really funny, the goalie on the Latvian team, he saved 55 pucks from happening, 55 goals. And, you know, that is the symbol of the ascension of humanity and the balance, okay, going into God consciousness. Pretty amazing. And then yesterday, Canada had 17 medals, and that's a magical number. We won the bobsled in yesterday. The two women won the bobsled. So it's about not being complacent. It's about looking at the balance. It's about, you know, for a while there, Canada had one and Latvia had one, and the balance, there was balance. They were 1-1. And they just couldn't, you know, beat each other. And finally, you know, somebody got a goal, of course. But I was seeing there was a balance being created there with the energy. And, you know, the truce apparently was made forth in the president of the Ukraine. You know, there was a truce made yesterday. So it all has meaning. You know, over the weekend I was standing there, and I had, like, suddenly it felt like I had these holes coming out of me, and all this light, little rays of light were shining, and they were like little rainbows, and it was basically breaking down the black light. And I saw that, and I thought, wow, this is so cool. And I had these little rainbows shining around me, and it was like I felt like rainbows and unicorns, you know, that beauty and love and this balance around us, because it was all balanced and beautiful. It was shining back and forth and going around me. You know, this storm that's coming in is about the balance. It's about emotion. It's about release. It's about, you know, I was watching this show last night, and he was talking about thermodynamic equilibrium and exchange. And are they compatible? And I was like, that makes sense now. And the backup for the backup. You know, I was, somebody made a thing for me on Facebook and saying, you know, reset, reset, reboot. And we were called, you know, like, but there is a fail-proof built in the system. You know, the divine energy is built in a backup for the system, so it doesn't, you know, collapse. And it's about a beacon, a fixed beacon, and looking south. You know, we had to go south. You know, I was talking about the south node and the energy that we're going into. So they were talking on the show about looking south, and so it makes sense to me now. Because there was stuff hidden, they had to get rid of the stuff. You know, we had to get rid of the stuff. We had to go deep. We had to go south. But we went south, but we kind of took a detour to the left, and we're in the horizontal. We're on a hold right now. We're in a balance stage. It's all beautiful. It all makes sense. It's not why we're here. It's about the balance, okay? Don't question. Just flow with it. You know, this person wanted to know, I was watching this movie the other day, he wanted to know what happened with his brother 10 years ago. And basically the guy told him that your brother was into the black energy and he wasn't very nice. And he ended up, you know, destroying his own energy. It's important that we see that dark part of ourselves and not destroy ourselves. See beyond that box. You know, it's not about losing. And, you know, I was seeing part of the show, too, was talking about this. They wanted to capture this guy, but they had to put his head in a box, and they got more money. Well, it's not about being in the head right now. It's about being in the body. By the head, I mean out of the body, okay? Going into the higher chakras and connecting out of our body. It's about making it work. It's about the balance. And forget the start. It's the end. It's, you know, like we're not, it's actually not the start or the end, but it's where we are right now. It's to think about the now. And it has nothing to do with time or space. It's about the rain is going to bring it. The rain is going to bring the emotion. The remain is going to let us face things. You know, it's amazing. It's a catharsis. It's release of emotion. You know, in this movie, the rain was going to bring a bunch of things, okay? But also, in this show, too, the dog got shot. And I thought, you know, like, why am I watching this? Why is my son telling me to watch this? There was messages. You know, it's losing the family, maybe the old family that you had, and getting a new one. Because he ended up reconnecting with different people and starting a whole new relationship with people. They bonded with them. It's about rebooting and getting out of there and getting out of where we were, okay? You know, I was, I don't think I've talked about this before, but, you know, some of the god beings were trying to cannibalize, at one point, the divine energy, because they thought if they took it in, they would be a part of it. But it was really dark, and that's part of the reason why this fallen consciousness happened. So it goes deep, but we've already left that behind, okay? And right now, what we got to be concerned with is the light, okay? And focusing on the light and focusing in the now, being where we are in the now. You know, in this movie, the guy kept talking about unicorns and saying, you know, is this guy a warlock? Is there something weird about him? You know, and making derogatory remarks about the unicorn. There was something very innocent about this energy that and bringing the balance, okay? You know, for so long, the unicorn disappeared, but the basic energy and the light that the unicorn represents is back. It's about opening the lock. You know, I got to talk about that. On the weekend, and I think we only got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to continue talking. So if you want to hear this, you may be on the phone and be able to hear it, but you may have to go back in the archive to hear it, okay? I was doing some things, and I had to reorganize a lot, and it was incredible. I did a lot of work in a very short period of time anyway, but I couldn't find my keys, and I knew where I put them. It's just like, you know, things happen in my realities like dream time, and I was told I had to find new keys. There was a new code, and this happened on Saturday, and I was able to remember where the new key was, and then my son gave me another key. And when I opened it, I beat the dark energy, okay? And it was not that great. It was not that big a thing. You know, when we see and go into our light and we feel it, we connect to Source, that part of ourselves really unfolds. There's been so many layers, and right now there's a convergence of energy, which means that all these different realms and things are being compressed. And, you know, that's important that we be where we are right now. And a lot of people are saying, well, I don't like it here, and I don't like the energy here, and I want to be somewhere else. Well, there's nowhere else to go, okay? You know, I was talking about this cannibalistic kind of energy and feelings. You know, some people feel like somebody's sucking their light or eating their light. This is part of the distortion. It's important, you know, like to build up an immunity. This guy... we have to go into the dark to feel the dark and to be able to let go of the dark, okay? That's why we went into the dark. That's why we went into the underworld. And we did it for the last year and a half. It was heavy-duty energy. But we're releasing that right now, and this is the rain. This is the balance right now. You know, in this movie that I was watching, the guy got this venom from this beast, and he kept injecting it in himself and injecting it in himself, this dark energy. And he was able to build up an immunity, and he was able to vanquish and get out of the dark because of that. You know, I've heard of so many people that have been in the light lately, not understanding that, and they're feeling rather ill, and they're not feeling good. It's important now to bring your light up, create those little rainbows that dissolve the black light, at least break it down a bit. You know, it's still there, and it becomes part of the whole picture and the balance, but it's not like globs of it or one big opening of it. You know, this dog in the movie, too, he was eating golf balls and stuff like that, and there was bear traps that trap these beings, but they were also trapping people. So it's important that we keep in the balance. We feel protected. We stay in the light. We don't go in the dark. You know, it's important that we stay in our body, open our root, connect and open up all our chakras, feel the energy, connect with source. Those are the things that are important right now. You know, the movie also was about competition. There was two teams that were trying to catch this guy. And they kept saying, you know, one guy kept saying, we need to cooperate to be able to do what we have to do. And, you know, the one guy didn't want to do it, but the one guy got some of the people to cooperate with him, and when they worked together, they were able to vanquish the dark, okay? So it's important that humanity, even though they don't maybe at times feel connected, it's because there's something within themselves that they're not looking at. But when you connect with that and you see that part of yourself and you've done that work, it's time to connect with people and have people around you that mirror that light within you. You know, it's not about stepping into the dark and going through the minefield. It's about raising above that, you know, floating like the air sign, the Libra, and balance. And, you know, not hermetically sealing yourself within your body, though, too. It's extending the energy within the body, beyond the body, and connecting with other people. You know, the feminine distorted energy got to beat up the masculine energy, and this distorted feminine energy was in is in Russia, and it's being balanced right now. You know, I saw on TV these I can't remember what the name of them are called. They're a women's group, and they sing kind of punk stuff. They had masks on, and they were getting beat up by the masculine. Well, it just shows that that energy had that thing turned on them, you know? It's about stepping beyond the pain body and doing it by day, okay? And, you know, some people have been feeling depressed and feeling that energy, but it was the root chakra shifting, okay? And it's basically, you know, people have been out of their body and they're going back in their body and they're feeling it and they're going, oh, I feel heavy. It's not depression. It's just learning to live in your body again. You know, Saturday I had to find the key. I was able to, but it was different. And there was a backup with a reboot. You know, I had a backup to the backup. You know, it's about fixing things in a blink of an eye now. The physical body is going to be able to do that too. You know, people have been seeing things in death and light. You know, a friend of mine contacted me and said that his sister was really involved in dark light. She died over the last 2 days. But it was like something within the dark light went or left. And, you know, the goddess energy within all of us is becoming balanced right now. It's about the rainbow light. It breaks up and breaks down the black light in trickles. You know, it's a special surging to see. You know, somebody said, put something on your car that says, I break to hop into another dimension. And, you know, I thought to myself, okay, you know, he's seeing that there has to be caution, you know. You know, I bought these glasses the other day with rose-colored glasses. We have to some degree, take off those rose-colored glasses and get the high light, feel the light. You know, sunglasses shield light, right? This guy in the movie, it was actually Riddick, the movie, he came from a planet that had lots of light. But, you know, to be able to function in the dark, he put these glasses on. It's about taking our light, accepting our light. It's about taking the chains off of ourselves. You know, we have chained ourselves in the physical body, but with ascension, we can be in the physical body and go beyond it energetically, okay? You know, what we see outside the window can be part of who we are. You know, people stay in the house and I look out and say, oh, I'd like to do that and I'd like to do this. And wouldn't that be nice to do? Well, you're going to go beyond that. You're going to say, hey, I'm part of life. And part of life is me. And I'm connected to all life. And this is great. I'm going to get out. I'm going to do things. You know, give me the answer. Instead of saying, give me the answers, connect to source. And the answers come to you. You have your own answers within yourself. These rain reveal things. The rain will open us up. You know, it's time to, you know, I'm not saying serpent energy is bad energy, but it's reconfigurating. In this movie, the serpents were being killed. But when they showed up, alarms were being set off. We know what we really are. We know we're beings of light. You know, it's time to look at that part of ourselves and not be part of this polaric part. You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, there is balance. There's emotion. You know, I'm talking about the throat. First, we speak our truth. You know, we got a deal. We're being given a gift right now with this rain that's coming and washing the emotion, but also with the balance. You know, this venom that we've gone through, this pain and things we've gone through, actually has helped us grow. It has helped us recreate our light, recreate our root, recreate all our energy. And it's about activating that part of ourselves, reactivating it right now, and flying, you know, but in our bodies. It's about killing the beast within us, I guess, you know, or not killing it, but taming it, like the ego. You know, I was hearing a lot about nodes. You know, how bad do you want those nodes? Those nodes help you fly. Well, we go beyond the nodes, okay? And I was hearing nodes, nanodes, different things. We can fly on our own. We don't need a boost. But there is energy within ourselves that is made of different colors of light that can break down, you know, this dark energy that is pulling us and causing polarity. It's, you know, I was having this dream a while back about this ghost, and the ghost was all upset because she had to wear the same outfit all the time. And she said, well, there used to be a lady that made me light clothes. And I said, well, I can make you light clothes. And, you know, that dream came back to me today, and there was a reason, okay? That dark spirit, the dark realms that, you know, are being reconfigured right now. And, you know, they're even taking in more light, okay? So it makes sense. You know, the water on the ground changes things. It actually causes growth to happen. And, you know, things are going to change. Let's see how it works. Let's recreate. You know, this is a time where we can go into the magic. You know, somebody wrote on Facebook, it's, you know what, it was magic. I'm creating magic when I design things. And I said, yeah, keep creating the magic. I was seeing that. You know, we're going to recreate things around ourselves, but in a different way because there's more balance. And we are balancing our light, light and dark. We're balancing the masculine and feminine. We're balancing so many different things right now. You know, I kept seeing people climbing up hills. I kept seeing this one guy. He started passing the other guy when he was climbing up the hill. You know, he was taking in his energy. He was working with his energy. Fighting with bare hands. You know, people thought, you know, I can't do this. But you're more capable than you think. It has to do with the light. And, you know, I was talking about the South. And, you know, they were talking about going, you know. And that's where we have to be right now, okay? I got messages today about floundering and not sure why. A lot of people are floundering and not sure why, but they're just feeling that dark energy coming to the surface. They're feeling the balance. They feel that the realms are changing. They're not feeling the guides or masters there, but you're being given your own ability, okay? We have our own ability. People are holding on to this realm because of fear. You know, it's important that we live in love. You know, I talked about if people didn't deal with their dark energy on the 18th, it was going to happen anyway. I hear of so many people feeling really heavy and dark and kind of like, but I'm, you know, like feeling depressed. It's not really depression. You know, so many people I've talked to have preconceived notions about the way things are, okay? Things aren't going to stay the same. The only real change is change itself in the moment. You know, they think, oh, these masters are doing this and that's going to happen, this is going to happen. Every moment I see it changing. It's changing all the time. So it's important that you live in the moment. You connect to source. You connect to that knowing. Because, you know, if you're caught in this, you're not going to be able to shift, okay? Well, it's going to happen anyway. But it's, you know, the faster you do it, the easier it becomes. You know, the divine is not happy with some of the ancient ones, but has not given up on them. They're messing with energy they should not be messing with. In the divine's book, they're going and looking at the book and taking it for their own. It's happening again. But, you know, this cannot continue. But forgetting, focus on the moment, source in the earth, and not trying to shift things on their own, because they will happen on their own, okay? You know, this is what we have here. This is the gift we're being given. This was heaven created here. Sublimation is energy that has been, it goes directly from one form of energy and bypasses another type of energy and goes straight into, like a transmutation. I was seeing that with the snow yesterday. You know, people are passing. They're choosing not to stay here. You know, the biggest, they're saying that 12 centimeters is the normal, or the highest it's ever been, but there's going to be 55 centimeters, and the number 5 is coming up a lot. You know, it's important not to put your consciousness in another realm. It's important to keep your consciousness here, because this is where the change is happening. This is where ascension is happening while we're in our own bodies in this realm. This is where we create, we transmutate. This is where it's happening. You know, I was watching the show Tomorrow People with my son, and this guy, he was able to go to another realm when he was killed. But only a spirit could go there. And they knew that he existed in the other realm, and they were able to contact him. But, you know, we have to do it here. You know, there was kids on the news the other day that were being given free hockey gear. And I thought, you know what? That is really allow us to go into our body. And that's important right now. There was an earthquake in Barbados the other day. And it has something to do with some shifting energy, too. And also today, the temperature is going to rise 8 degrees and then fall again. You know, it's all about the balance. You know, I also heard about, I think it was in Finland, the Finnish people painted this fluorescent paint on reindeer's antlers to make them show up so they wouldn't get hit. And I thought, you know what, this is it symbolizes that energy and the glow of the light. It's important to shine your light right now. It's important to be seen. It's important to get out there. It's important not to stay in the box. Also, too, on the news, there's 85,000 people in wheelchairs in Canada. And this guy from London, Ontario, was wearing this robotics thing. And he was showing how it was like a bionic exoskeleton, and he was able to put weight on his legs and build up his musculoskeletal system. And apparently there's a half a dozen of them in the world, and he donated one, I guess, out of his accident money to help other people use them. Like I said before, the president of Ukraine, there was 26 people killed. That's two multiples of 13. Not good numbers, but they have a transmutation value, okay? Those people were part of that energy that was being distorted, but it got balanced. You know, in Toronto, there's a large population of Ukrainians in Canada. They're speaking out. They're saying they wish they were there. They're praying. A lot of us are praying to help balance that energy. They were doing it at the lakeshore because of the energy. You know, I was watching the news too. They were saying that they wanted to watch hockey, but they wanted to open all the bars so people could drink. And, you know, that has transmutation energy. You know, people are taking fluids, but I mean alcohol, and, but they're drinking too. And that was going to be opened up so people could actually watch the Olympics in Canada and still, you know, go to the pub and watch it. The rain's going to be over 25 centimeters. Flood warning, it could be up to 50 centimeters. You know, this Texas low and the Alberta Clipper are coming. The pipeline they try to put through Nebraska, two people protested, and the judge ruling said, no, Keystone can't go through. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And all those snowy owls are down there shining their light. And it's kind of a reflection of that, you know. We're going to, you know, women and men, the balance of the gold, you know, winning the gold medals. I guess, you know, we played Latvia and Finland's playing Russia and we're playing the U.S. today. I wonder what the balance is going to be like there. You know, don't take things lightly. It's important that, you know, the balance be done. I also heard on the news about shoe bombs, and they stop everybody now with shoes, right, and check the shoes. But shoes have to do with that energy, too. The Ukrainian people wanted to wear black armbands, the Ukrainian athletes at the Olympics, but they would not allow them because they said it was protesting. But they wanted to do it, you know, to show respect, but they weren't allowed to do it. Pussy Riot was the name of that group, and they weren't allowed to protest either. You know, the kombucha is the healing. It helps with the joints. It helps with the root chakra, and so does juniper. Okay, I did want to talk about that, but I don't know if I'll be able to talk about it. So, you know, if you want to know any information about juniper, you know, please look it up. And with the kombucha, because it allows healing, and the telomeres are expanding within humanity. They also talked about Videotron. Rogers and Telus, you know, have been having a monopoly. And Videotron, you know, gave money to the government, and there's going to be more competition within the video and the cellular thing now, so it should help. You know, Harper in Canada is losing ground. You know, he's been doing a lot of things, and he's still in power. You know, the Liberals are 37%. They're going up. So there's more balance within the numbers. It was really funny, this senator who was part of the senator in Canada that were abusing their power. You know, they said yesterday on the news that he, how do I say this? He was a manager of a strip club. And I kept seeing, you know, television shows about, you know, stuff like that. It has to do with human sexuality and the distortion and balance and all that stuff, I'm sure. So I want to talk a little bit while I still have time. And, you know, you can go back and listen to this, I'm sure, about, you know, animals. Okay, an owl on page 172 of Animal Speak is the keynote, the mystery of magic, omen, silent wisdom, and vision in the night, and psychic power nocturnal year-round. You know, this is sort of like the transition, you know, into the white from the dark. And the owl is a symbol of the feminine, the moon, the night. It's been called a cat with wings, and it's been worshipped as an idol and hated as a reincarnation of the devil. So, you know, it's sort of like the balance, but balancing the feminine. And it has ties to fertility and seduction for the moon. Is the rouser of men and owls. The owl is the bird of the magic and darkness of prophecy and wisdom. So right now, we're doing the balance. We're balancing that energy within ourselves and recreating the feminine energy the way it was, okay? Many eons ago. It's coming back. And we've been taken to a spot where we can do that, okay? It's you know, that song, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to do it, and we're doing it. And it's going, this balance is going to go on for a while, you know, Libra, at least, you know, beyond July even. You know, I was seeing the chickadee this morning and hearing it, and, you know, we're going beyond, you know, the expectations and things here. Something's awakening. The balance is awakening. You know, the judgment of the dark and the light, you know. Owls have been thought of as a reincarnation of the dead, you know. And I've heard so many people saying they're contacting their families that have just passed on, and they're speaking to them. But, you know, they had a lot of dark light energy, okay? It's important we balance the energy because that's part of the ascension process. You know, the owl is a bird of the night, and the night has long been the symbol of the darkness within and the place which humans hide their secrets. You know, I was saying now with this balance and the reflection of others around us, the secrets that we have are going to be revealed to us, and we're going to see them and be more perceptive. And that's part of ascension, too. The owl has been great hearing and vision. They can adjust in this instant from telescopic to microscopic focus. So, you know, they are able to adapt and see minute changes, and they adapt to subtle movements and have extra sensitive cones and rods. You know, I was seeing things about cones and rods and the difference within them. You know, the rods seem important, but the cones are very important right now within humanity. You know, it's changing within the human eye even. You know, more people are becoming more perceptive, but it goes beyond, you know, this physical, you know, balance, because we're pulling energy in and expanding our chakras. And like I said, you know, we're opening the throat chakra, and we're going to open up, you know, the third eye, but more like the forehead chakra. I talked about that a couple weeks ago on shows. So if you're interested in that, go back and listen to that. It makes the eyes much more expressive, but it hints in the light of the sun, you know, that sun energy. You know, it's funny, in the Ukraine, there's, you know, all the fires, which are cleansing, and here now is going to be the rain. It's about the fire and the water creating the transmutation energy. It says, contrary to popular belief, the owl can see very well during the daylight, just more effective and more acute at night. And even in the darkest night, with its acute eyesight, an owl can pinpoint the location of its prey. I want to skip and try to find the snowy owl, because that's happening right now, that, you know, the light and the owl, the white light owl. Snowy owls. It says the white-faced cryophalcons are the hawk. You know, they were seeing the white hawk on his dad's. It's all about the balance right now. You know, they're balancing themselves around the earth, especially the snowy owl. Let me see. It says the owl will swallow its prey whole in its head first. The parts of the prey that are indigestible, bones, fur, teeth, and such are regurgitated in the form of pellets. So, you know, it's very symbolic in which, in the swallowing of the prey, the head first, the owl takes into its the wisdom and the energy of the prey. So it's all about the wisdom right now. You know, I was seeing the head being separate. You know, it's important that we take in all of it, okay? Or we are totally into our body, not just in our head or into our root. You know, some people are too much into the physical, and some people are too much into the head, or the out of the body into the spiritual. It's important we balance those things right now, because that's how we're ascending right now. Anyway, let me just see if I can find stuff about the snowy owl. I'm trying to find stuff. I guess I'm going to find it sooner or later. Okay. It says most owls hunt by night, but like the short-eared owl, the snowy is at home both night and day. So that's interesting. It's a balance of night and day. It can hunt in full sunlight or total darkness. It has a unique ability to open and close its iris to adjust to whatever light intensities or lack of there may be. The snowy owl hunts predominantly by sitting and waiting. They seem to hunt lazily and also appear to be resting. This is far from truth. They conserve their energy, and they are continually observant, going to action when the opportunity presents itself. This sense of timing is part of what the snowy owl can teach. It's about timing right now. It's about just going into the flow. It's not about going against, you know, the divine energy. It's about flowing into the energy. You know, in the primary prey are lemmings and arctic hares. You know, I was talking about how, you know, the lemmings are multiplying. And it's important that we study these, apparently, they said, if you have it as a totem. If you're seeing a snowy owl, it's important that you study these things. It's natural moving to areas where food supply will be more likely is found. You know, they bring seen all the way in Bermuda, so that's strange. Hopefully it doesn't snow in Bermuda. But, you know, if the energy needs to be shifted there, it will. It seems to instinctively detect possible famine periods. You know, it's snowed in Atlanta last week, and quite a bit in some of the southern states. Thus, it's able to move the opportune times and return it well. This end of prophetic instinct is part of what a bird can teach. It's the power of prophecy and spirit. When the snow bee moves into a new area, it does not proclaim its presence. It enters quietly and goes about its own business. You know, I do talk about things and I say how I see them, but I do it as quietly as I can and in my own way. And if people want to listen and they feel it's something, you know, that they need to know, it's there for them. But I don't, you know, go out and say, hey, I'm at the mall here and you want to come and hear me. You know, it's important to speak your truth right now. But these owls are teaching us the same ability. When it walks, its talons are withdrawn into its well-padded feet. Again, this reflects the ability to be non-threatening in spite of power and ability. And humanity is very powerful right now. It's important to create that balance and acknowledge that power and feel that love, because we are love-light beings. It accomplishes its task with timing and skill, not through intimidation, through strength and gentle and what the snowy owl teaches. This is a very skillful bird of the game of survival. Even when the young can sprint, swim, and even play dead, it is necessarily assuming its most torpid state. The bird seems to embody the strength and power of the great horned while having the temperament of the bard, and on top of it has skill, courage, and talents of the short-eared. So, you know, humanity is shifting right now, learning these things. You know, I was also seeing the bobcat, 255, and there's the number 55 again, the balance. And the twin, you know, like this is happening, our two realms are intersecting. Heaven and 3D, you know, by heaven I mean fifth dimensional. Bobcat, keynote, silence, and secret, cycle of power, late winter and spring. The bobcat, sometimes called the wildcat, is short bobtail from where it gets its name and also has tufts on its ears and sideburn. It is often confused with the lynx, which is usually grayer and always larger. In fact, the bobcat is sometimes called the red lynx. The bobcat is a solitary animal, and with its totem often finds itself in the same situation, coming to terms with that. You know, humanity has been lonely, and now is the time we're coming out of that. You know, being alone without being lonely has been what we've had to learn. And, you know, but the males can be quite nomadic, overlapping territories of 5 to 6 males. So, you know, the energy goes beyond. They mate in late winter, and the males and females go the separate ways. So, you know, if you have the bobcat as a totem, it's important that you find friends that you can share secrets with. You find friends that reflect who you are. You know, so many people have been solitary and feeling forlorn and been traveling out of their bodies and been going to different realms because they don't feel like they belong here. Of course you belong here. And you're part of the greater picture within what, you know, Source has created, God has created. So the tails are very symbolic. It has to do with sexual energies and the Kundalini. And I'm seeing this shifting within humanity. You know, this is important energy because it's part of who we are as physical beings, but it needs to be done with God's source energy, because God created it as energy for us to connect, you know, but part of it in a spiritual sort of way, you know, in a magical, recreative sort of way. Anyway, it says here the bobcat can teach forms of sexual magic and mysticism. And the bobcat's magic is often most powerful when others do not know of it. Speaking of it dissipates its power. So it's important they learn to speak and share with people that reflect who you are, okay? And anyway, but we want to make sure that, you know, this, what we speak about isn't distorted or blown out of proportion. And the bobcat allows people to see this. And what may be white to the bobcat can be mistakenly perceived as black and white, so there can be some confusion. So it's important that we use balancing energy of the owl and the bobcat together. You know, it's endangered right now. And, you know, if you have the bobcat, expect some new learning. You know, we've gone within ourselves, we looked at the dark, we balanced the energy. We're seeing things in a different way. We're reflecting things around us in a different way. But it's more of a reflection of the truth that we have within ourselves, okay? The Elephant on page 267. I still have a little bit of time. Keynote, ancient power, strength, and royalty, power of cycle year-round. You know, the elephant is the largest land mammal, and it's not native to this continent. But, you know, the mammoth did exist. But the mammoths, you know, had the old energy. And, you know, the bones and the old energy are shifting. You know, I was talking about that energy where that person was using the bionics to walk around, you know, and this is recreating a different type of creation. You know, the sacredness of the Native American traditions associated with the white buffalo are comparable, it says. And there's a story of Buddha's mother tells how she dreamt a white elephant had entered her womb. In Indian and Southeast Asia, elephants are venerated, and the symbolism of the elephant is multiplied as a symbol of royalty and fertility. And the Hindu god of wisdom, Ganesh, is usually depicted with the elephant's head. You know, it's important that we see beyond the head, though, and we ground ourselves with energy. You know, I was seeing and hearing the chickadee. This energy grounds us to the earth, you know, brings life and death pulse. And, you know, sort of like the groundhog energy I was talking about a few weeks ago. It's also about bringing the heart energy and, you know, the different chakras together and balance, you know, within the head. The elephant has mysterious symbolism and strength and power and libido. You know, elephants are more likely to rage out of control in a rut. But I was also seeing, you know, when one animal, I was seeing this today on Facebook or on an article that I saw somewhere else. It said that elephants, when they're in distress, other elephants go to comfort them. You know, it's important now that we reach out to each other. You know, we're in our bodies right now, and but we're also connecting to others, going beyond, you know, ourselves. You know, like I was talking about the bobcat doing this, going beyond the energy. They're overlapping the energy. So, you know, I don't want to go too much more into the elephant, you know, because I just wanted to basically talk about that. And, you know, the lion, the feminine, the power of the female sun, you know, that energy is coming forth right now and was activated on the 14th in the Leo moon. You know, it's about the balance of the sun and moon, the masculine and the feminine energy. And the cat family, the traits of the cat should be studied in general, for the lion embodies all of them, makes its home in the savannas of Africa. And people with this totem should be well to study the significance of the savannas. So it has to do with the grass. You know, there's vitamins in grass that animals eat that help. They're kind of a B vitamin that help with preventing diseases and cancer and stuff like that. And, you know, people are eating them right now. In the old days, people would pick grass. You know, I do it. I pick grass and eat the, you know, the soft part of the grass. I don't know. So studying the savannas has to do some type with balance in that energy. It just says the females are the best hunters. And so the lion does not fight for the sake of fighting. It avoids confrontations and will leave the scene of danger if possible. So it only hunts when it needs to. And the idea of the young lion being associated with the rising sun is most significant. Since the females of pride do most of the work, it usually reflects the idea of the raising of the feminine energies, okay? And, you know, the fire is also symbolizing this. And I'm not sure, but I should go and check that if I somehow, let me just see if I have it marked at the beginning of the book. Yeah, the fire is the south, the feminine energy, the magic, the creation. We're going south in the south node. The fire in Ukraine was the cleanse, and it's about magic of creation. So it does make sense to me now. When the lion has shown up, there are opportunity to awaken to a new sun. Trust your feminine energies, creativity, intuition, imaginations. These will add sunshine to your life. In the panther, I was seeing that the balance of true power. The panther on 294 of Animal Speak keynote, Reclaiming One's True Power, I was seeing this animal, Cycle of Power, Dark of the Moon, New Moon, Winter. You know, the snow is the balance of the light, of the energy in the dark of the moon, the feminine energy. The panther is very powerful in ancient totem. The name panther is more generally associated with a particular species of leopard and jaguar, though in Florida area, the cougar is also referred as a panther. For the purposes of this work, we'll explore it as part of the leopard or cougar or jaguar family, not of the cougar. As with most of the large cats, the panther is a symbol of ferocity and valor. Like the tiger and lion, it embodies aggressiveness and power, but without the solar significance. In the case of the black panther, there is definitely a lunar significance. As with any totem, a study of the individual characteristics can gain much insight into the energies being awakened with those that align with this animal. Panthers of the leopard family are found in Africa, Asia Minor, China, and India. Those associated with the jaguar are found in the southwest United States, and it says rarely anymore, throughout Mexico, Central America, and parts of South America. Meditation upon this totem, when it reveals itself to you, will help you determine whether it's part of the leopard of the jaguar family. Nevertheless, there are traits that both embody and reflect. And the panther is generally smaller and fiercer than lions or tigers. They have over 500 voluntary muscles they can use at will. And this reflects a lot about the individual who has such animals as a totem. It reflects the ability to do a variety of tasks or things as she wills. It's about creating the magic and being able to do a lot of things. A lot of people have been contacting me and saying they're able to do a lot of things in a really short period of time. And this is going beyond time and space. It's about the magic, you know, one's true power. As a whole, panthers are lonely, solitary again, but they're associated with others. And they do not associate with others. They're more comfortable by themselves and their own marked territory, but they're drawn to those individuals who are likewise often solitary. So you're going to attract, you know, the beauty around you with the air sign, but you're also going to attract like-minded beings. You know, I was seeing the stalking and the hunting, and I was hearing songs about Are You the Hunter or the Hunted lately. A whole bunch of those songs were coming up. But, you know, it's about the balance between the both of them, okay? It says here with the panther totem, yes, learn to pace your work, allow rest and play. It's about balance again, not pushing too hard at any one task. It's about the balance, okay? And that's what we're doing right now. After mating, they stay together for a short time. It's about balancing the masculine and feminine energy. They have binocular vision. Each can work singularly, providing greater depth of vision, magnifying images, and facilitating judgment of distances. Thus, anyone who aligns with the panther will begin to develop greater depth of vision. You know, it's but perception changing, okay? I was seeing the panther today. Often people enter a metaphysical field, taking up exercises and meditation to have their inner lights clicked on. Individuals with panthers as totems are usually individuals who come to the world with lights already on. So, you know, you may have light already on. But it's important to shine that light and create depth with that light and go beyond and create a strong foundation in this reality within your body to become aware and to move with all the muscles within your body. You know, you can have clairaudience within your body and create it in this dimension, okay? The panther has strong hearing. It can move its ears to a light, you know, locate the direction of things. You know, they talk a lot about the panther, its skin sensitivity, its hours of darkness. You know, I might talk about it a little bit more next week, but there's so much to do with it. But it's all about balance, though, okay? And there was another animal. I wanted to talk about the badger. Let me just see if I have a little more time to talk about the badger. I don't know if I can find it. Here it is. It's on page 246, Badger's Bold Self-Expression, Reliance, Keepers of Stories, Cycle of Power, Late Spring. The badger is the giant of the weasel family. Those with the totem would study the weasel. The badger is gray and bluff. And this is in itself is very symbolic, I guess, the white stripe from the nose to the tail. It is keeper of much light and knowledge of other animals of the earth. So it's keeper of the light and the dark and balance of the... It says they may look fat, but it's muscular and powerful, and its skin is loose. It's difficult for other animals to bite it or injure it, and its jaws are very strong, and their jaws are symbols of powerful expression. And we're going into the throat chakra opening and speaking the truth. You know, this ties the badger to the mysterious of the word, particularly the magic of storytelling. I would ask you to remember only one thing, so the badger, the stories people have to tell have a way of taking care of themselves. You know, it's just that things are unfolding right now and they have a way of taking care of themselves right now. It's all about the balance. We're in a safe spot right now. We can ascend in our bodies. We can expand our energy in our bodies. We don't have to go anywhere to do that, okay? People that are trying to do that are finding out it's not working. You know, it may have worked many, many years ago, but it's not working now. It says sometimes a person needs a story more than food to stay alive. You know, this is why we put stories into each other's. We don't use them properly. We find our prayers unanswered and our affirmations. Oh, wait a minute here. Let me see. I lost my thing again. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Okay. This is why people put stories into each other's memory. This is how people care for themselves. The badger is a remarkable digger, fast and quick. It can dig beneath surfaces easily. It can outdig a gopher or mole moving rapidly through the earth. You know, I was talking about the root chakra reopening. You know, it goes into the earth. This ties it to the root. This ties them to all earth spirits and gnomes of lore. It also hints at the ability to see beneath the surface of all things and people. It lives in the underground complex of burrows that are called earths. There's several living chambers along the latrine and storage chambers. These earths hint at the stories between the outer inner planes and homes of the outer earth. I was saying we connect with the earth with our chakra, and it's connecting with the earth in a different way now. It is carnivorous animal living on rodents as rabbits, gophers, mice, and other underground dwellers. It eats many non-consuming rodents or crop-consuming rodents. It often store for the animal parts of them in its earth. Because of this, it can be thought of as a keeper of the stories of other animals. So it has, you know, the rabbit symbolizes, you know, ascension and growth. You know, mice symbolize spirituality. Squirrels, storing information. You know, it's basically an unsocial animal and does not relate well to others. You know, I'm talking about people that are not connecting with other people right now. But, you know, we're looking at that part of ourselves. We're seeing people around us that are reflecting us, and we feel more like connecting with them because of it, okay? You know, people right now are not, some of them aren't coming out of their black light and aren't balancing it. And, you know, we have to go on, okay? The young badgers usually have two or three are born in May or June. The families always separates in the fall when the young and the father move to find their own homes. Sometimes the father will help the raising of the young. The Dachshund badger dog was bred specifically to hunt and dig after the badgers and chase them out of the burrows. The little short-legged dogs. You know, I was seeing people meditating on little short things the other day, and I was like, that's really weird. Why am I seeing this? It's important that we stay in our bodies, okay? And we stay in the horizontal. We stay in the realm close to source, to God. We go into the knowing. We connect. Anyway, it never surrenders. And it's important that, you know, we do surrender right now. We create some balance within ourselves. It may indicate a need to get beneath the surface. And for some people, it is a time to get beneath the surface. You know, many of us have been doing that, you know, and we're balancing energy right now. There are people that, there are always laggers, people that, you know, lag behind. I am trying to look up something quickly if I can. I think it's on page 53. Oh, I'm opening something up and it's taking me to something else. Directions, characteristic and healing energies of energy. West, vision, dreams, quest and journeys, emotions, imagination, creative, the feminine, higher compassion, inner spirituality, renewal goals. You know, the West is having emotion put on it. It's important that we do these things right now. North, teaching abundance, balance, sacred wisdom and knowledge, gentleness, thankfulness, teaching forth inner treasures, empathic intuition and alchemy. You know, the dog is allowing us to connect to our families and with other people in a different way, okay? But also, there's different energies that are shifting within us. You know, we went to the horizontal axis, but we went, you know, we went south and we went, let me see, west. So southwest, is important right now. So south is purification, faith, strength, awakening, inner child, overcoming obstacles, playfulness, change, protection, self-sufficiency, trust, and resurrection. So, you know, these are times of great change. There's been great shifts since the 14th, and it's taken us into another realm. But we're within ourselves. We're creating balance. We're balancing the masculine and feminine. You know, I talked about all this on the show today, and I will be back next week for Fifth Dimensional Living, okay? I just got to get out of this. I've been talking quite a bit because I decided that I couldn't get out of it, so there's a reason why I have to keep on talking. So, everyone, I will keep talking until I get out of this, and it, for some reason, have not been able to. I'll just read something quick out of the chat. Something about they will destroy themselves. That's what I got yesterday. They will misuse energy. Yeah, the people are still doing that. So it's important that we create reflection of who we are around us and become that reflection of the divine energy, okay? And that will is what will keep us balanced. And I think I can get into it right now. Walk with Spirit said thank you. You are welcome. Okay, I'm able to do it. Okay, everyone, thanks for tuning in today. I know I went through a lot of stuff, and I just got to get out of this. It's so funny. I guess maybe there's something more I have to talk about. Let me see. Has to do with the chickadee energy. Well, you know what? It's the energy that humanity is partly going through right now. It's kind of, I see life and death as a pulse, okay? And these animal or a bird has a way of being able to kind of semi-hibernate with cold weather. And I think because it's warming up, it's above 4 degrees, they're wakening up right now. And, you know, it's funny that 4 degrees seems to be the optimal temperature that water functions at. And when we drink it at 4 degrees, that's why, you know, I like water at kind of at room temperature, but, you know, it's better to drink water when it's, you know, out of an artesian well at 4 degrees, because it's at the most magical, where it's crystalline energy. And when you are shifting your your crystalline being, you know, you're more crystal within yourself, and you can manifest better. And now we're opening up our root chakras. You know, there is more ability, and this is the year of manifestation in greater capacity, and we're closer to source, so it will happen more quickly, okay? So keep safe and feel the warmth of source close to you as we continue in this balance, in this close to the horizontal axis where the divine energy flows, okay? Take care. Much love.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.fifthdimensionalliving.com.